Give you the heads up there. All right, I'm just gonna act like we're going. I can trim the video after it gets posted and everything, but this is absurd. This is over a year in the making. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nevadown Podcast, the weekly show where we come at you, bring a different topic to the table. This week, as always, we have Chase Engert. Chase, the Sir Engert. Chase, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Got my classes out of the way, and now I'm just ready to shoot this podcast.
Let's do it. Also, as always, joining us, we have the Man of Steel, Josh Steelman. Josh, how are we feeling?
Clean. I just showered, fresh pair of jammies on. I'm comfortable, I will say.
And making his first appearance ever on the Nevins Island podcast, he's done 12-hour streams with us. He's done a brackets episode. We have the tallest man I know, Shane the Mountain McNabb. Shane, how are we feeling?
Feeling great. Feeling mountainous on this day.
Yeah, but by the way, Jack, what you don't get to see is how tall we are. And I'm not gonna throw anyone under the bus, but I can say Jake, who also does this show with us, and then Chase and Shane, I live with all three of these guys. And I'm the short one at around 6 feet tall. Chase is a little bit taller than me, about 6'1". And then Jake, 6'6". I introduce him as the second tallest man I know. Shane is 6'8". Shane is 6'8".
Oh my. Wait, stand up real quick.
Okay. I mean, it's a webcam, but
you're good.
Use the door for reference.
Oh my god. Yeah,
use the door frame.
That's terrifying.
And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, you might know him as I Shinobi or the co-host of the show that was It Is What It Is. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack the Bus is joining us. Jack, how are we feeling today?
Not too bad. I'm excited to do this. I haven't done a podcast in a minute. So it's good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nevins Island Podcast, the weekly show where we come at you, bring a different topic to the table. We have a little bit of an anime theme today. If you like that, please go and subscribe, like the video, do all that fun stuff, and let us grow so we can have cooler and bigger guests than Jack the Bus, because right now, Jack, you're top tier. You're the GOAT guest we've had on thus far. It's cool for me to bring on people that I've always looked up to, and like I said, I've watched 70, 80 episodes of It Is What It Is for the past couple of years, not couple of years. Yeah, I started in about quarantine, so it's been over a year now. And you were a huge inspiration for us starting this. We started in around May, and we started as a group in around September. So this is super fun. We love having guests on like you, and I say we get into topic number one, which is my topic. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Jack the Bus on. If you don't know Jack, what would you say you do? Like, what would you like say is your scope at this point?
It's all like super anime based focus. So I have one channel, it's a reaction channel, and then the other channel is a gaming channel. But inherently, like a lot that I play on that gaming channel is a lot of like anime based games. So my life sort of revolves around it in a way. I try to branch out as much as possible. I mean, I don't just do like anime games and stuff. Like I stream like Dead by Daylight and I play League of Legends. Like I try to like kind of branch off, but yeah, a lot of my content revolves around that.
Absolutely. So like I said, we have a little bit of an anime spin on it. We assume that some of your audience might see your face in the thumbnail and be like, okay, we're expecting some anime goodness. Let's get into it. Topic number one. I would say I'm a novice when it comes to anime. I have seen 6, 7, 8 shows around there, and I've enjoyed most shows. I normally can go 1 or 2 animes a year. Like, that sort of, like, gets recommended really well. Somebody's really going crazy about it. The last anime I completed was Mob Psycho. I watched that with my brother over Christmas break. It's insane, too, living with two guys that love anime as much as they do. I'm surprised that they haven't sat me down and opened my eyelids up and are like, watch. But
That was kind of what happened to me. Was my girlfriend and my best friend, like, they both have been into anime since like early middle school, and they always wanted me to try it. And I mean, you talk about me like I'm a professional. I still relatively like somewhat new to anime. Like, I've been watching it for about a year and a half, 2 years, but I don't have a ton under my belt, but I do love it quite a bit.
Yeah. So as someone that is a beginner, and maybe these guys can even give you a couple recommendations, would you give as that first step into anime? What would be your beginner introduction shows? We'll start with Josh. Josh, what if I were to sit down and be like, listen, I don't know what anime is. What's an anime? They've never heard of Goku in their life. Where are you sitting them down and where are you starting them off?
Definitely not Dragon Ball.
probably my first recommendation. You come to me, you say, Josh, I need the anime. I tell you, go watch Redo of Healer. And then you come back to me 24 hours later and say, Josh, I gouged my eyes out. So don't actually watch that one. Don't take me seriously. My actual first recommendation is probably my first anime, which was Death Note. Death Note, phenomenal. Big brain plays. Two just extreme intellectuals battling it out in a game of wits. Beautiful anime, well drawn. And if you want something a little more action-based, I got to go with One Punch Man, which is definitely in my top three as well. So those are my two recommendations.
Absolutely. I've actually seen both of those, or I've seen season one of One Punch, and I've seen all of Death Note. For me, Death Note sort of loses that, like, we'll get to it in topic number two, by the way, that, like, punch halfway through, like, that, like, it, the gas, and I don't want to get into spoilers, especially with the thumbnail being probably discussing beginning or animes, but yeah, it loses some of that, like, when you hear anime, you hear Death Note. That is, like, one of the first things.
I stopped watching.
I'm
gonna be honest, I have not finished it.
Yeah.
I got to what I consider the end.
And yeah.
I thought it was phenomenal until that point.
Absolutely, and there is a moment where you can be like, you can stop and be satisfied, and I totally get that. For me, it was that moment of just like, yeah, I lost a little bit of steam. What say you, Shane McNabb? If I were like day one beginner anime,
so I just
dip my toe in. Where are we going?
At this point, I've introduced a few complete newbies to anime, and these are some people that have never seen anything that's animated besides like a cartoon. Or people that have just seen like Avatar: The Last Airbender and they think that's really good. I have got to say, the greatest anime for the first anime you watch is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, all the way. It is a complete story in five mini seasons of 13 episodes that circles all the way back at the beginning. It's got great character moments. It's got great action. It's got great animation that still holds up after what, like 15 years at this point. I just gotta say, it's one of my 9 out of 10s.
So for me, that is the only, excluding Avatar. Avatar is a top 3 show. We've done multiple podcasts about Avatars. For me, Full Metal was one of the first shows that I got to watch, which was super cool. And Full Metal Brotherhood. I like just making that caveat. What a perfect show! What a perfect show for me. Honestly. I'm gonna disagree with you because that I want somewhere to go up from there. I want I want something worse so I have a shot to be like, hey, what's better than this? Because as of right now, I've asked people, I'm like, hey, my favorite anime is Full Metal Brotherhood. Where do I go from there? And they're like, you don't. It's all downhill from there, buddy. And I'm like, that's fair. Jack,
one of my friends introduced his brother to Full Metal Alchemist first, and he was like, where do I go from here? And he was like, there's two routes. You can go Neon Genesis Evangelion. Or you can go Cowboy Bebop. And he watched both, and he has not seen a single anime in 5 years.
fair enough. Jack, what say you? Where if I'm like first anime, where are we going?
I've even recommended this to my dad because he's like, you know, he knows nothing about this, but he tries to learn about it. I've tried so long to get him to watch Attack on Titan because I think that's a really like easy to grasp concept. It's like, okay, these people live in walls and there's big titans outside and they hurt them. Like that's the whole thing. Like that was a very intriguing concept to me. So that's pretty much the one I always recommend. Either that, or if you want something more lighthearted, I always go with One Punch Man because that's what got me into anime, because it's really funny, really just casual. It doesn't take itself too seriously. And yeah, I think those are both like my two main recommendations. Yeah.
But before we get into Chase, I think my answer would be, especially going off of what Shane just said about Avatar, like I feel like a lot of people are like, this, it was on Netflix, it took over TikTok for a little bit. Where do I go from there? I think that the consensus, have all of us seen One Punch, or at least some of One Punch?
Yeah.
I've seen the first season. I haven't watched past that.
Same, I've only seen the first season. I think that is probably the consensus, like that show is so good and so witty and so well written that I think out of all of us, that Chase might have a different answer. And I like the fact that we are hitting so many different things. I think that that's going to be the consensus of 5 minutes into this video. If you click the thumbnail and that's what you want, check out One Punch. I think that that is a good place to start. Chase, what say you first? What's a good first anime? And then I'm going to
say One Piece.
No.
As much as I love One Piece, that is definitely not the beginner, the entry level anime. I take a really methodical style to introducing people to anime. I kind of just like to find out what their hobbies are, like what they like, what their interests are, and find an anime that like pertains to that, so they, you know, they can relate to it a lot more. And if, you know, they don't have anything that they're like especially interested about, give them a shonen. That's just like, shonens are just the by far most entry level anime there is. Not saying they're bad or anything. Like, I love tons of shonen, Jujutsu Kaisen, Black Clover, the whole spiel, right? But shonens are definitely that, like, the good animation, the story, the characters, the action. That's what a lot of beginner people want to see.
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely.
You had to pick a shonen, Chase.
Yeah.
if I had to pick a shonen,
yeah.
See, I want to say like Jujutsu Kaisen, right? But it has a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood argument in my eyes, where like it is just, it's so good. It is so good, and it's so hard to go from there. But my personal starting shonen anime was Fairy Tail, actually. And
what's that about? Exactly. As someone who's never heard of that, what's that about?
Fairy Tail is about it's a show about wizards, mages, all that stuff. They're in guilds and they fight for their friends. Pretty, very basic level. A lot of people criticize it for its fan service and, like, you know, a little bit lackluster story, which I completely understand, but it's just a nice, like, fun watch. It's nothing like too intense.
It's a bit long too, right?
It's around like 300-400 episodes. Yeah. So that shonens have a, like, I wouldn't say a problem of being like extremely long, but a lot of shonens are like up there in the hundreds.
Especially
of episodes.
Especially the older,
sure,
shonens usually tend to drag on.
Dragon Ball, Naruto, One Piece.
One Piece is an entry level anime, but also an exit level anime.
you're going in and then you're leaving.
You're waiting for each new episode to come out. It's so good. I was one of the people who was like, "There's no way I'm like watching that," and I started reading it actually. And reading One Piece definitely was a big turning point in my life.
Yeah. So I want everyone real quick to pick your like first entry level one. Mm-hmm. What, everyone real quick, Chase, say yours.
I'm going to have to go with Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay, Jack, say yours.
I'll say Attack on Titan.
Josh?
I'm going to go Death Note because that was mine.
Okay, and then Shane?
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay, and now what's the follow-up? I say you got me in. Say you did your job. You're like, because by the way, I've seen Death Note. I've seen Full Metal. I've not seen Chase and Jax. What's the one after? By the way, most likely I'm going to watch Attack on Titan next. That's the next one on the list that people have just over time been like, watch this show. And I'm pretty sure it's done now, right? Correct? It's somewhat done.
One more season.
Oh, really? Oh,
the manga's finished, but it's not been animated yet.
Great, yeah. Great. So, what's your follow-up? Because every great first album needs that second album. Every great first anime recommendation needs that backup. What's the next one you're going with? Let's go Josh. Josh, where are you going with this?
I got to swing along what Chase was saying earlier about it depends on what you're looking for. Because if you come up to me and you say, Josh, great recommendation, Death Note was great, what do you have for me next? Then I'm going to ask you, what are you looking for next? Are you looking for more action, more heartfelt, warming? Are you looking for more thriller-based? Because there's so many directions you can go.
Let me be the audience real quick and say, man, Death Note was great, and I loved the chess game. I loved that mental piece, because I feel like that's what most people go and like attach to themselves when they think of Death Note is, they're like, I loved 5D-ing, like 5D chessing the move, and then like all of a sudden it's something opposite happened, and you're like, oh, I thought I had this figured out, and I was totally wrong. Where are you going with that? And by the way, anyone else can jump in on this and say, like, if I enjoyed that aspect, where are you heading after that?
I was going to agree with Josh, actually, first. Sorry to cut anyone off. But yeah. I was going to say, like, if you come back to me after I give you Full Metal Alchemist and you say, my favorite part about it was X, I have a completely different recommendation. So
well,
if anyone wants to get into the, yeah, if they but, like Big Brain about it, go for it.
Yeah.
So I would recommend probably Psycho Pass. That's a big one that I heard a lot of people like, has a psychological aspect to it. Terror and Resonance is a very good show. Great animation style. It's about, you know, these criminals pretty much just on the run from the law while committing like all these like terrorism for like the good of whatever, right? And then the third one would be Charlotte, which is a lot more of a like a school life, like psychological mystery, supernatural kind of thing. Those are probably, if you watch Death Note, maybe go to one of those. It's usually not as dark as Death Note was, but it's around that same level.
Absolutely. Sure. And then what would the follow up? Let me be the audience once again, Shane, and sort of kick this off, because yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Where everyone's gonna take different things from the shows that they watch, because everyone's different. But I would say a majority of what got me into it and what got a lot of people that I've talked to about Brotherhood was the relationships, was that constant Elric brother relationship, and went from there. Like, they were like, I loved it, all the magic and mystic behind it, but also that core relationship is what drove that show to be so emotional and hit so hard. If I love that, and this actually might be like the most genuine question that I have to you guys instead of just trying to create a good conversation, where do I go from there? Because I haven't had anything come close to the emotions I felt during like season two of that show, and then the last season. Season two of Full Metal for me was life-changing. That's when I was like, anime is pretty freaking cool. So where would you send me? And this, once again, it can go to anyone.
So to backtrack, I would say if you're looking for a nice cerebral anime, I would say go for Code Geass. I don't really hear it talked about a lot. I think it's a little bit underrated at this point. But it's very cerebral. It's about a guy that has the power to make you do anything once. And he does this to, uses this ability to go from like a high school student to basically the god emperor of the planet. But in a really cool way. And, it's all very, very meticulously thought out. It's definitely one of my favorites, but if you're looking for that emotional connection, I'm going to point you into the Shinichiro Watanabe direction, your Samurai Champloo, your Cowboy Bebop, your Space Dandy even, your Carolyn Tuesday, something that's really character-driven, where there's not a lot of just specific plot episodes, but there's a lot of just, like, Monster of the Week, but it's character-building. You get those moments, you get that family dynamic, you get that build-up of just, like, you can see how these characters go from just, like, where they start to where they finish at the very end, and it's just very, very satisfying.
All right, and someone now just, I don't know what someone would enjoy about Attack on Titan because I've never seen it, but where would you head after Attack on Titan?
I actually have like a personal like anecdote about this because I originally started on My Hero Academia and I didn't like it. Like it was the very first anime I watched, and like the first couple episodes I was kind of over it because I feel like that's not something you start off with because it kind of throws you in like this very over dramatic sort of like wide ranging emotions. But I watched One Punch Man and then I went back to My Hero and actually like loved it. Like I actually fell in love with it because I kind of like got a feel for anime and like how characters like kind of acted around each other, like whenever they're dramatic or something. So I would say My Hero is actually a really good follow up because it's kind of lighthearted after that, but you still get like the action kind of concept.
So, a little bit about my story of anime. My first anime was a show called Future Diary. There's a technical term behind it. I don't know what it's like the Japanese name of it, but that's sort of what my sister got me onto. And I would say, if I could like go back and like recommend a show, I wish that I saw Death Note first, and then right after saw this show called Future Diary, which is this 5D chess game. Everyone has a diary of some sort and is in a Hunger Games. And the winner of the Hunger Games becomes the God of Time. Each diary is able to go and do something and tell you some sort of part about the future or tell someone else's future, and you're able to go and try to manipulate the game to go kill everyone else, become the God of Time. Super crazy, super 5D. And so I get thrown into this just deep end of anime, and the end, like, last four episodes are super anime. They're like absolutely crazy. Everything's going off the rails. The first like 20 episodes are very much straightforward, just the game itself and what that means. And then after all this, I sit down with my buddy Matt Lucid and I'm like, hey, I watched this show, I kind of like anime. let's go in. What have you got for me? And it was My Hero. It was, and for me, it was nice to get introduced into what anime was, but then basically have the marvel of animes and just like super fun, relaxing, and you know what you're getting. You know that there's going to be crazy character moments. You know that there's going to be awesome fights. And you're going to have these crazy cinematics. I loved My Hero after that, where it was too, like, I knew that there was better, and that's when I watched Cowboy, and I watched Full Metal, and I watched a couple Death Note, a couple of other shows, and One Punch, and I loved those shows, but it was that thing of like, and I actually am rewatching My Hero to re-catch up to where I was, because I was like, I don't remember everything, so I was like, I'm gonna start at My Hero Season 2, because My Hero Season 2 with the sports festival is one of my favorite seasons in anime. I really think that is a decent show to always like reground into anime, because it's not too long, so it's not like this abrasive in your face blowback, and then also it's fun, it's easy, it's comfort food. You're not gonna go and like have to think too hard, you're not gonna have to pay too much attention if an episode gets skipped over, and you can sort of figure out what happens. Like, it's that level of not craziness, and I love that show. I think that's great, so I think that's a great choice right behind almost any show, I would say, because if you get that insane, or if you get that character development, you're gonna have something that connects to My Hero, just because it embraces so many different aspects to that show.
Chase, it's really chill. It's so easy to just binge and just watch and just have on in the background too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I watched it in like 3 weeks and through three seasons at that time. Chase, what say you?
You know, you guys definitely kind of swooped in and stole my My Hero answer for sure, because I was definitely going to go with that. But another one, I would say Steins Gate. I was one of those guys who was like, I'm never going to watch Steins Gate. It probably won't really appeal to me.
Real quick, what the hell is Steins Gate? I have no idea. I've never heard of this in my life.
No, okay. So Steins Gate is essentially an anime about this mad scientist who, it's about time travel. Time travel and character development.
Awesome. That sounds rad. So that's all I really need to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of like really like, you know, touching moments. There's like a little tiny bit of like action here and there, but overall it's just one of those that like you watch and you're like, wow, I'm enjoying this a lot more than I expected I was going to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like that this encompassed of everything what this topic could and should be. A lot of great answers. As someone like that doesn't know a lot, I feel like got a couple of extra recommendations. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm probably going to watch Attack on Titan next. That's probably where I'm going after I finish my My Hero binge. And which I feel like by the nods that are happening above me right now, all show that like that is a good move. That is the right move. Shane.
Attack on Titan is just like the base. Like, you gotta have that like in your foundation.
It was my first building block. Yeah.
I feel like that's what if people know me, I'm Mr. Like, I like playing the top 5 games of the year. Those are the video games I like to play because I like being part of the conversation. I like having those like building blocks, and then I'll worry about indies and stuff like that. And then music taste, stuff like that. I'm listening to the big artists, and then I'll worry about the smaller ones. And with anime, I feel like that's more true than ever, where I am like very, very, very much super invested into anime, but then also like the weak animes, the Cowboys, the My Heroes, the Full Metals. Like, I would say Future Diary was probably the craziest anime I've watched, and that was my first. Ever since then, I'm like, I need a comfort blanket. Shane, what's your topic?
Okay, we're getting right into it. Mm-hmm. I think this will be pretty good. Should I go first? Or should I go last for what
go
I
go last? Go last. Go last.
Okay, good.
Also, by the way, this is probably the part of the show where I shut up because I don't know a lot about anime. So continue.
Perfect. So, you know, we've all seen some anime, gentlemen, and we've all been recommended a lot of anime.
A couple.
Now, you hear a lot about certain animes, but in your opinion, which is the most overrated anime?
Who wants to
start? Let's start with Jack.
Okay. I want to preface this with the fact that, A, in my opinion, it was it's not even entirely the show's fault. It was partially people's fault for telling me it was like really good. And B, I don't absolutely despise it. I enjoyed it, but I personally didn't think Cowboy Bebop lived up to the hype that people built in my mind for it. Yeah. I know, that's what people told me, but I think personally that too many people looked at me and they're like, Jack, it is the greatest, it is amazing, it's perfect, it is literally the perfect anime. So I went in with these expectations and I enjoyed it. I actually did like it. I watched it with my friend and I liked the vibe of it. I liked the music, the soundtrack, it's really chill. But I didn't think it was as good as people told me it would be.
We're just tossing haymakers.
I'm glad you went first. I'm glad you went first. Because okay. I'm looking at some of the posters in your room. And oh man, am I about to have a hot take for you, brother?
All right, by the way, I'm going to just real quick as what I can contribute here. I kind of get it. Because I, very same thing, everyone said it was the GOAT, it's nothing can be better, and when I finished I'm pretty sure the third or fourth anime I watched, so really early in all this, I was like, this was awesome, this was great, I get it, I love the music, I'm a huge fan of jazz music, I played in jazz band for like 3 years, but it was not like... The thing with anime, I always have to compare to regular TV still, because I can't always just compare it to other animes. And I feel like, obviously, they're different art forms. And I'm like, this felt like what somebody said. It was like just a different world of sci-fi, think Star Wars, think stuff like that. And it was clearly better than anything that Star Wars has done in the past 30 years, you know. But I genuinely was like, it's great. It's not the GOAT. It's not the GOAT.
Another thing about Cowboy Bebop is it was during the golden age, whenever this there was this turning point, so it was like it was immaculate for its time. Whenever it came out, there was nothing like it. So I think it also had that pedestal that it was on, and that's also like what kind of people bring into the equation when they're talking about it to people.
Shane, you said you're about to drop some bodies, just do it. Just do
it. All right. I'll keep it short, sweet, brief, to the point. The most overrated anime is Naruto. That's just how it is. Yeah. There's
and I 100% can understand why people say that though.
So break it down.
So Nick was talking about earlier, he's the guy to go to he goes to the top five list and he watches that and then he goes down to the obscure ones. I'm not that guy. I had not watched Naruto until about 4 years into watching anime. And I gave it a good old college try. I gave it 60 episodes and just didn't do it for me. The writing just wasn't there. The way that the author wrote women characters was just kind of really disappointing, especially for the way it's hyped up as like, oh, this is like a huge part of like who I am. It's just like, man, I can't point to a single well-written women character in this entire show. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I'm out.
So you watched OG Naruto, right?
I watched OG Naruto, and then I've seen some of Shippuden, but it was in the, if you know Naruto Kai, it was in like the movies form where they cut out a lot of the filler and just had like the actual plot. But yeah, no, I gave it a try, just couldn't do it.
And I understand that, because a lot of people ask me, whenever people ask me my favorite anime, I usually point to like Attack on Titan or something. Like, but they're like, but Jack, like you did like this whole thing with Naruto, and like you have all this Naruto stuff. I'm like, I liked it a lot. But the fact that like a lot of it is so unnecessary and the pacing is so terrible in some parts of it, it can't hold up to any others. It could have been so much shorter. The final arc in the show could have been 100 episodes shorter. There's a lot I could also say negative about it. So I understand when people say that it's overrated, because it is known as like one of the best, but it's also held up on that pedestal. So of course people, whenever they boost it like that, it's going to be much more subject to the negative aspects.
I feel like that's also part of this discussion, is you can only choose probably like 20, 30, 40 animes in this conversation, because they have to be rated high in the first place to be overrated. You know, people have to, there has to be discussion about it. Yeah. And so we are poking holes at some of the best. My answer when he said this would have been Death Note, of just like, man, this show is great, and it's everyone's first like thing. My mother knows what Death Note is, and she doesn't give a crap about anime. And so, like, you go and you watch the show, and the first bit, you're like, oh my gosh, this is what it said everyone thought it was. And then the back half of that show, there is a clear turning point in that show that I don't want to spoil anything, but everyone here can go and nod their head slightly and be like, yeah, there is obviously that moment. And after that, it loses so much steam to the point that, like, I've always said the most important note in music is the last note, because that's the note you're going to remember. That's what the Beatles' Day in Life was so important, stuff like that, which was an extremely pretentious sentence, I know. But the last few episodes of that show was exactly that. It was that bad taste left your mouth. And it wasn't a bad taste, it just wasn't as good as the first few bites. So, like, that's what my answer was. I really just wanted to get that out just so we could continue on. Josh Steelman, what say you?
This is going to be interesting because someone has already said that it's an underrated anime so far, and I actually think it's extremely overrated. This is a direct result of my friend group from back in Texas, because they all got obsessed with it, and they all watched it, and I tried to watch it. I also gave it the good old college try, and it just didn't do it for me. But it's Code Geass. I don't know. People always hype it up. People always say it's so good, but I just could not get into it. It wasn't my cup of tea, I guess.
So, as someone that has heard about Code Geass multiple times, Shane, give me the elevator pitch on what Code Geass is.
So it is the art style is something that I do like kind of have a qualm with. The art style is not my favorite. But it's I don't want to spoil anything, because if you say anything past
I just want to get broad first episode. But, yeah.
So there's a guy named Lelouch, and he's a prince. He's basically prince of, like, the country of, like, Japan, like, future stuff, don't worry about it. And he meets this girl in, like, a back alley with green hair, and she touches him on, like, the face, and something gets into his eye, and he gets the power of the Geass, which is, you know, you tell someone to do something, and they have to do it, like, no exceptions.
Yeah.
And he can only use this power on one person one time.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That's the whole thing. And my boy's got big plans.
So what, Josh? What's the hatred? Not hatred. You know what I mean. Well, why is it overrated?
I don't know. Everybody just always hypes it up. I've never heard anything negative about it ever, other than the art style. And, like, I don't like the art style. That's probably a huge part. But I also just, like, I don't know. The pacing was just off for me. It just felt wrong. I couldn't get into it. I don't know.
I will say, the first time I watched it. Oh, the opening. Ooh, opening kills. The first time I watched it, I did take, like, a month break. I got to, like, episode 16, 17 of the first season. Stopped for a little bit. I was, like, kind of lost some steam. It does kind of lose some steam. But the reason no one really complains about it is because the ending is just, it ties everything together. You just got to finish it to really understand it.
I guess I do got to keep trucking through.
Yeah.
How long is Code Geass?
2 26 episode seasons.
Oh, that's short.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's
pretty short.
Anything under, like, 100 episodes when I hear about an anime, for me, over 100 episodes is that turn off, because I just am short-term memory and stupid. But, like, once it's like 60 episodes, I'm like, okay, I can handle this. I can do this. And when Full Metal, like, one of my brother recommended Full Metal for me, I was like, 60 episodes, like, 60 plus episodes, that's a lot of show. And surely enough, I'm happy that it was as long as it was.
You think about it like that, but, like, also regular sitcoms, like How I Met Your Mother is one of my favorite sitcoms. It has like 110, 120 episodes.
It is 212 episodes, by the way.
What
it's
is?
How I Met Your Mother is my favorite show. It's 212 episodes.
212?
Yes.
It is like over 120.
It is over 200 episodes. I'm pretty sure it's 212.
I have the box set and I didn't even know that. I thought it was like 120. Yeah, but you don't even think about it like that in terms of sitcoms, because sitcoms, it feels like every episode, like, kind of just goes together in a sort of way. But, like, I feel like anime, it's even more so, because there's actual arcs. But sitcoms are much more long running than most anime, and you don't even think about that in that aspect.
Sorry, 208. I miscounted. 208. 208. I know that there was an episode 200, and I knew that there was.
It doesn't seem that long, though.
It goes fast. No, like, I get that, where you sit down, and there's been multiple days where
16 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, you crush through 6-7 episodes, and then you're just like, that's nothing. And you do that for 2 months. That's been the cool part of living with these guys. We have seasons of shows that we're watching consistently throughout the year, and you'll sit down and hop in for a couple of episodes. So we watched all of How I Met Your Mother last semester. We watched all The Office. And then we watched The Boys, or I watched The Boys, and they sat down a few times with me. Right now, our other roommate that's not on the show right now is watching 30 Rock, and we know for the next good bit of time that 30 Rock will consistently be on the TV throughout the day and stuff like that. So it goes quick, but when you go and someone says One Piece, I mean, you're like, that is a lifetime of commitment. That is year 2021 to year 25. Yeah,
that's like a few months if you want to watch it.
A few months, dude. I got stuff to do.
I'm not a binger. That'll take me like a year.
That's if you watch it casually. That's if you watch it like 8 months. It's like 8 months casually.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Drop some bodies, Chase. Chase.
Okay. I've had a big problem recently with, I feel like a lot of stuff recently has been really overhyped. And I'm going to be starting off with a very recent anime coming out this past season or two, Tokyo Revengers.
I'm going to have to agree with you here.
Oh my, get told to watch that every second of my life. It is so annoying.
It did not live up to the hype for me. Like, everywhere I saw, TikTok, Twitter, it's like everywhere. Everywhere you go, it's like, this is the best show ever made. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to start watching it. I dropped it after 3 episodes. And I'm like, wow. Okay, you know, I haven't been a big anime guy recently, read a lot of manga. I'm going to read the manga. I got 70 chapters in, could not continue reading it.
70?
70 chapters. Yeah, I mean, it's like got 200-something chapters out right now. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not even like halfway there. But it's well past where like the anime is right now, I think. Mm-hmm. And it just cannot get a TLDR for what Tokyo Revengers is. It is a bunch of Japanese middle schoolers fighting gang wars. And sounds sick.
That was kind of my thought about it. Like, that's how what I've been described it too, it basically.
Felt so repetitive. It just, like, something happens, and then they just go into, like, the same kind of thing, and then all that's, like, for naught, and then they just go into the same kind of thing, and all that's for naught, and they just go to the same kind of thing, and it just feels like it just keeps, like, going back on itself and not making any progress at all. And I just could not, like, get over the fact that they're just a bunch of middle schoolers just throwing hands, and then I'm not gonna say it, but there's like a reason why he's going back, there's a reason why they're all fighting, right?
Yeah,
the main protagonist is fighting so hard in these middle school gang wars where they have motorcycles and knives and all the stuff that they definitely shouldn't have.
I don't do knives. Like, you said knives, and I'm out.
Are. Like, they have to have parents. They're non-existent.
Yeah.
But that's definitely one of them. And the second one is also kind of a hot take. This is a this is one that a lot of people really like. Bunny Girl Senpai. A few of you might have heard that. I know Shane definitely has. It's just like, it's a slice of life romance that everybody is like, this is it. This is the best one. And it's good. I'm not gonna lie. It's good, but it just does not live up to the, like, after like episode, like going into like the 7th, 8th episode, for me at least, I was just like, I don't know, I just could not continue watching it. There's like,
it's
a
one of the very few
barrier.
Shows on my dropped list. I have not finished it. Don't plan on finishing it.
Dang,
it's not my slice of life, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, I think that's a good way to wrap up the anime topics. Anyone have anything else that they want to say about anime before we get into topic 3?
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. So many people that I've talked to are like, oh, you watch anime?
Dude,
get out of my life.
I dunked on anime in like middle and high school. Like I said, my friend and my girlfriend, like, they are like really into it. I made fun of them, bro. Like, straight up, and now my life revolves around it. It's so ironic.
Now you're partnered with Twitch because of anime.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into topic number 3. Josh Steelman, this is gonna be our final topic of the night. Josh, what you got?
That's me. Basically, this. No anime related at all, unless you want to make it anime related.
Nope, just go with what you got.
Basically, if you could visit your some form of your past self in like some angelic dream and just like go down and like whisper something into your ear, what advice would you give yourself and at what time period?
I say you start us out, Josh, because it's your topic. What do you got?
Oh, dang it. No, I had one. Basically, so I had, if you know me in any capacity, I've probably mentioned that I had really bad helicopter parents throughout all up until like senior year of high school. That's when they finally like kind of like clipped the leash in a non-kinky way.
I don't think anyone said that thought
or anything.
But now it's there.
Yeah, no, that I didn't want that mental image. But
yeah, so basically, I just to give you a good idea, a good base, I did not have any sort of web browser on my phone until senior year of high school.
Hey, you're spoiling the video for tomorrow of the Who Knows Me Best. That's an answer. Yeah, no, I'm totally kidding.
Well, now they can comment in the comment section before you guys answer.
Yeah, I thought my parents were helicopter parents. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was bad. And partially, part of that is because my mom forgot the restrictions passcode, but she was not in any rush to remember it. And a lot of it stems back to this one moment in sixth grade when I failed, like, not failed, I started doing really bad in my history class. And I'm not a big history guy, and that's okay. But it just, the teacher just rubbed me the wrong way. I stopped trying in the class, lost motivation, and then my grade just plummeted. And my parents were not having it. They were like, Josh, you're in sixth grade. If you start failing classes now, you'll never make it to college. And I was like, okay, Mom. But so they put in some roadblocks, like if I didn't make an A, I had to give up electronics until my next report card or stuff like that. Typical helicopter parent mojo.
Yeah.
So if I could whisper something into my ear, it would be just, don't do that. You can try harder. You know you did work bad in that class. You know you were just losing assignments left and right. Just turn them in, make an effort, and then they'll get off your case.
To kind of defend middle school Josh, like, do you ever think about like how like the expectations, like you take a test in sixth grade, you're like, oh my god, like if I fail this, like my life is over, dude. I don't remember any test beyond like maybe like senior year, maybe, like I don't remember any test, I don't remember any grades, none of that. Like it, once you get to a certain point, like once you get to college, whatever, it, none of it matters. Like none of that matters. But it's crazy how big of a deal and like how, like, yeah, how big of a deal basically it means at that point in time.
I feel like all of us are in university right now, and we're just like, man, I got a 50 on a test. This happened to me last year. I got a 50. Nothing I can do about it now. Let's play some Mario Golf, boys. Let's do, like, you know,
yeah,
it's
elementary school teachers are like, if you can't do this, you're not gonna be ready for middle school. Middle school teachers are like, if you can't do this, you're not gonna be ready for high school. High school teachers are like, you can't do this, you're gonna be ready for college. And then college professors are like, you guys want some coffee? Like,
what's going on? Dude,
it's so backwards.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
I think the one thing I remember from middle school is the song Titanium, because we had like an English project over it, and I had to draw like, because there's like the music video for it, and I had to draw like the five panels that happened after the music video ended, and that's like the only thing I remember. It's the weirdest thing, but I know every word to that song.
It's core
now.
Memory.
It's part of who I am.
Titanium.
That's electric. Shane, how about you? What are you whispering?
Ooh, I don't really. I mean, this might be like a cop out answer. A little philosophical meme going on here, but I don't really like to live my life with regrets. I think every choice you make, I try to make every choice that I can with, you know, the best like best information I have at the time, and that's just kind of how it is. Plus, like every choice you make, sort of like leads you to where you are now, but. I guess to keep it not a cop-out answer, I would go back to freshman year of high school, and to keep it anime-related, I would tell myself to not watch High School DxD. That is all. That is all.
If you don't know what High School DxD is,
don't watch it. Nah.
It's a fantastic beginner anime. I would definitely recommend that. And then a follow-up, if you like High School DxD, just go right on to Redo of Healer. And if you like that one, go to Devilman Crybaby.
Okay, so Devilman Crybaby is actually good though. That's like an actually artfully good show.
Devilman Crybaby is the only anime I've ever dropped. It's the only one.
Nah,
Wow.
It's so good. It's 10 episodes. I agree. How do you drop 10 episodes?
Yeah, I know. I agree. The art style and animation is really good. It was too much for me.
No, it is pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
It gets laid on pretty thick.
It is quite dense.
Jack, how about you? What are you whispering in whatever age old Jack's ear?
Probably like middle school sometime, Jack, because I have anxiety now, but I had a lot of anxiety like in middle school just about social, like everything social. I'd probably say like stop trying so hard. Like people don't care as much much about you than they do themselves. Like I feel like in middle school I walked around thinking everybody was always looking at me. They're paying attention to every single little thing I did. So I kind of just stayed in my own lane. But it's not even remotely like that. Like people worry more about themselves than they do other people in reality. So probably like I said, just to not try as hard and just to do things and to talk to people and to, you know, live life.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that's a lesson that everyone can learn, and everyone does learn at some point, where you're like, man, other people are, one, selfish. Like, that like, figuring out that, like, and when you figure that out, you're like, so they don't really care about me too much. Because I was talking to a friend the other day, and they're like, yeah, my friend, like, invited me to this thing, and then realized she couldn't bring me, so she went anyways. And I'm like, yeah, because people are jerks, and they only care about themselves. Like, not everyone, but a good amount of people are not going to be the best all the time.
Nature.
You know, and that's, like, sucky, but one, surround yourself with better friends then, and two, like, yeah, don't try to find your own happiness and not worry too much about what everyone else is thinking. I totally get that.
For sure.
Chase. Oh, go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say, there was a moment in my life where I was an extremely shy and introverted person, which is baffling to anybody who's talked to me since then. Yeah. But something that just like helped me come out of that was I would get up and I would have like really bad stage fright. But then like when you present in front of the class, I would just think when someone else was presenting, I would be like, what am I thinking about right now? Because it's not whatever the heck he's talking about.
Yeah.
That just helped me a bit.
That I had one of those moments. Obnoxious. In elementary school, 6th grade, world history, I'm about to give my presentation on some presidents. And I'm public speaking has never, like, feared me. I've never had fear of public speaking. And I go, and I just took that moment of, I was thinking so much, and it's weird to say, because I feel like people use this as an example, even though a lot of people don't think about this. I was like, I just want my mom to order a pizza tonight. That's all I want. And I thought about that for the entire 5 minutes that person was up there before I gave my presentation. And then as I was up there, I was like, they're probably all thinking about pizza right now. Let's do this. Like, you know, no one's thinking about what you're saying. No one pays attention in there. So, yeah, absolutely. Chase, what say you? Where are you going, heading back to, and what advice are you giving?
I gotta agree with, like, you know, Jack on being, like, you know, be yourself, be more confident. Nobody's really, like, staring at you to do that. But if I had to pick one, I would go back to whatever my formative years were. Whenever I was like developing in the brain and be like, dude, just stop. Don't procrastinate, man. Because I swear every problem I've ever had in my entire life has just come from me just being like, I can wait till later.
Yeah.
Whether it's like waking up, doing schoolwork, doing like just anything at all. It's just like, yeah, I can do that in 30 minutes. Then it turns into an hour, and then 2 hours, and then you're like, tomorrow problem. You know?
Yep. Yeah. Let's go play some Mario Golf. You know.
Let's go play some Mario Golf. You know that project that's gonna take like 5 hours to complete that I have 3 hours left to do. I can wait till like 30 minutes before midnight.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, I get definitely it, man. For me, just round this out. I think I've discussed this somewhat extensively, so I don't need to bring it up too much. But for Dak's knowledge, I totally agree with Shane on, like, all mistakes. You don't really have mistakes. You have lessons. Like, you're able to just sort of figure that out. And
you're so cool.
No, I would say, trust me, I've had a lot of lessons. Like, a lot of lessons, because there's been a lot of mistakes. And I would say that my core happiness as of right now is a lot based on this. I love doing podcasting. I love this entire thing that I get to do, and I get to talk to my best friends and enjoy a Friday night, and then, yeah, it's my favorite thing. And so I would say what I would tell myself is I wouldn't excise this person out of my life, but my freshman year girlfriend, these three people have had the pleasure of knowing her. I would have said broken up with her earlier, so she didn't have to spend money to see me in Massachusetts and meet my family. That was really awful. I broke up with her 2 weeks after that. That was horrendous. Oh, dude, yeah, Jack, yeah.
It's messy.
It was the worst. And I was the worst. Like I said, that's not good. But also, in the line that you guys are saying, like, don't take that things too seriously. And then I would also say, hey, you're going to love doing this. I would have tried to start that a couple months sooner. And these guys now know, and I've talked about this. Like, I had a whole depressive spiral after that, and I didn't really know where my feeding or where I stood in this world and such. And this was sort of that like life ring to like put some work into, and then I realized that I enjoy it a lot and I'm not bad at it and let's do this. So I would have told myself right around November, right, like when her and I broke up that first time, been like, just stay broken up and also find happiness in go and talk to Jake Frazzinelli and do a bracket show with him. That's what I would tell myself and go from there. But yeah, I feel like it always comes back to how this whole thing started, and just because I love this so much and I love you guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Nevin's Island Podcast. If you like that, please subscribe. Over on Spotify, there's an MP3 of it. Go and check that out. Jack the Bus, thank you so much for coming on. We love having you on. More than welcome to come back, and we'll talk. But this has been awesome. I hope that a lot of people that enjoy anime were able to get through this podcast. And if you didn't enjoy anime, just enjoy the last topic, you know, hanging out with us. thank you so much. And in all sincerity, we are back. We love doing this. Every week there will be an Nevin's Island Podcast. I'm not gone. I'm no longer in California. So, we will. So Josh, don't be upset that I'm not gone. I saw you today. You hugged me. Don't be upset.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, this has been the Nevin's Island Podcast. We salute you. Peace out.